What was the toughest job you've ever had to do with the circus and routing it?
Well, we have a lot of tough jobs. For instance, only yesterday, I had to kick a town out upstate. That is, I had to substitute another town for that. Seems that the Hot Carriage Union were holding a picnic, and I was afraid that we'd draw all the people, so I put in another town. That entailed a two-railway move.
Just one of the many problems, eh? Well, Mr. Tupper, thank you very much. I know your problems are many. I just have a brief moment here to say hello to Mr. Pat Baldwin.
How are you, Dan?
He's sort of the deacon of this place. People come to him with their troubles. How many people you got in the circus, Pat?
I have about 250 in my department.
And how many nationalities are represented here?
We have 21 this year.
Well, you certainly got a lot of people, and it certainly takes a lot of people backstage. For instance, Bob Reynolds here. He's the prop man. How many yards of cable did you say you had to run this circus?
Well, it takes from him and the span Atlantic Ocean what we take.
Really?
Cable. Yes,
just about 3,500 miles?
Just about.
Well, it's just an unbelievable sight. Thank you very much, Bob. I don't want to keep you. You go on back to work. Over here, ladies and gentlemen, as you can well see, our circus performers always practicing. Practicing their act no matter what. As this juggler is here, part of the famous Bruni team. And here, two of the most courageous people I have ever met in my life, the Giraldos. Rene?
Rene? Giraldo?
Happy to have you with us, and Madeline Giraldo. I must say that just a year ago in Baltimore, these two people were performing 65 feet up above the arena when all of a sudden the rigging gave way and they fell to the ground. No one ever thought they'd be back here in the circus. But sure enough, within a year, braces and all, here they are back at the circus. And it's a pleasure to have you. And now we have Mr. Alzano around here. I know that everybody certainly applauded your courage when you came out here the other night. I'm sure we had Mr. Alzano. Yes, indeed. There he is. He's the fellow who can balance himself so easily on this wire here and even read a paper. How do you do that, Harold?
Oh, it's just balance itself.
Just balance, like our good golf no-knocks?
So.
Well, now, how long have you been doing this?
Since I was five.
Harold, what sort of an act do you do upstairs?
Oh, I do a high wire act.
How high up above the arena?
It's about 50 foot.
Now, how do you get up there?
I go up a standing cable about 45 degrees.
45 degrees straight up?
That's right.
And I know that the Alzanos, too, are courageous, just like the Giraldos whom we just met. You had a pretty nasty spill a while back. I hope everybody's well again, are they?
Well, they're all okay, except my sister gets a little trouble, yes.
But you're all back in the circus.
We're all
and
back in
again.
The circus.
Harold, when you start on this rope, how high off the ground does the average performer use it for the first time?
Well, this is about the height I have it.
Just about a foot and a half.
Yeah.
And then what do they do, raise it up and up each time?
Well, I keep going over as I get a little more confidence.
Well, you know, I know all of us are kids when we see this. We all hoped we were light enough to be able to do the same thing. Show us a little bit more, will you? Show us how you mount that wire and actually run it. Why don't you walk right across it? You know, ladies and gentlemen, the circus draws people like a magnet, like all these people you've met backstage here tonight. It's circus fever, they tell me, in the few days I've spent around the garden. Circus fever. Once you get it, you just never recover. You live, eat, and breathe the circus. And that's the way these people live and work. They're constantly practicing, constantly trying to make the act better. Something that starts at the beginning of one year and goes on to the end of the next year. And perhaps it's one of the main reasons that all of us have come to know the circus as the greatest show on earth. Harold Alzano, light as air, the man who thrills you when he walks up the side of the arena on a tight wire. I was speaking to Harold this afternoon, and Harold, I'm going to ask you the question right now. When you walk up that, and please stay on the wire, don't let me interrupt
okay.
you. When you walk up that wire to the top of the arena, and I've noticed you many times, you seem to slip. Now, one question for a backstage audience. Do you slip on purpose, Harold?
Sometimes.
You mean you really do it on purpose to scare us like that?
Sometimes on purpose.
But by and large, you don't try to kid it at all.
No.
Well, Harold, and everybody backstage at Madison Square Garden, it's been a wonderful evening. Wonderful time for all of us. You've heard the circus clowns. You've heard the aerialists. You've seen them all as we the people speak.